Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone. Wow, what a crazy morning, but we are all good. And I'm so glad that you have tuned in here to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business. And we just had our first virtual mixer and this last week, and it was incredible. I've pulled people from Canada and really all over. I love when I meet people and I can still connect to them. Our world got a little bit smaller. And if you are interested in getting in front of people and sharing your business and speaking about your business, you need to be at our next one. And that is August 1st, and that is 5 to 8 in Camarillo. If you are interested and you have a business and you want to share, text me right now at 805-419-0008. That is the number for our show today. We've got an incredible show for you. We've also got comedy tickets because, you know, I love to laugh, and that's one of the things I love to give away. And, of course, if you are tuning in right now and you miss any part of our show, download our podcast, and you can listen there, too. So, again, I always start our show with something uplifting, and today is all about the brighter side, and whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're going to be right. So why not think you can? You're one step further. I love that. Okay, and again, I am really excited. I love when my guests come back because that means we're doing a good job. And, of course, this is such an important thing. It's interesting when we talk about this because, Robert, I'm just going to bring you on before I even start to talk about this. Robert Feldman, president of Wow's Fire Insurance Services. And, you know, when you talk about something and you like I'm just going to say, a red car, and then all of a sudden you see all red cars, you put it out in the universe, and all I've been hearing about is insurances being, you know, that they've lost their insurances. They're being canceled left and right. And I'm like, you need to call my friend Robert. You need to call my friend Robert. And, of course, that is what Robert does. Robert has been 25 years of experience in the insurance with expertise in placing insurance in fire zones. If you're one of those people right now that just got a notice and your current fire insurance crisis is being canceled or, like, quadrupled, we're going to talk a little bit about that today. Robert, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you. Sorry for the delay. I love being here, so thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. So let's talk about this. I mean, first of all, you know, I mean, this is a huge problem right now, and I know that you actually have some solutions, correct?
Yeah, that is correct. Actually, really excited. As bad as the insurance market is currently in California, we're actually creatively helping fix the insurance market when it comes to homeowner insurance. We launched a new insurance product for homes that we believe will change how insurance works and do a lot of great things for the insurance community. Really, bottom line is right now is we need change. I know it's a cliche to say that, as you hear it in all walks of life.
What did you say?
We need change. We need a change.
Oh, we need change. Yeah, that's a given. Yes.
You know, I use the idea or the Einstein's theory of insanity. Insurance companies have been doing the same things over and over again over the last 10 to 15 years and expecting a different result.
Correct.
So what we've been able to do with WOWS, which is a great thing, is to really change. We're appointing insurance brokers across California right now, and we have been aggressively in the market to help change.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Okay, so what's the future of California insurance market right now? Like, what are we going to look for, and how can we help all these homeowners?
Yeah, it's really bad times. Those that haven't really been reading the news, Almost every major insurance carrier in California is in some form of a reduction or non-renewal. The big one that hit the news was State Farm. State Farm is non-renewing 30,000 homes, and that started actually July 3rd. So the very first non-renewals are already in process or have been done. Areas across California are really being affected. I think I've used it last time, but I'll say it again because it's a staggering stat. It's been acknowledged that, like a city of the Pacific Palisades, they're going to cancel 1,626 homes. That is 69%.
Yeah.
69% of the entire market.
So I mean, are we all going to be uninsured, or is there a solution to this?
Okay. There are solutions. The good thing is, as of right now, between the program we launched and other companies we've helped come into California, we're really helping change the tides. We're appointing brokers, as I mentioned, but also do a little bit of retail side when a broker can't solve it. We'll be involved to help fix the insurance crisis. I want to make sure everyone knows there is a policy called the California Fair Plan. The California Fair Plan is a policy of last resort, but it is only for a limited size. So there's a lot of things that people need to know. There's a lot of bad information out there right now. Really, the number one thing we do, speaking in front of the community groups, speaking in front of realtor associations and different groups, is we're really aggressively trying to get the bad information out of the market. Because right now, I would argue that's the deadliest part of this problem, is bad information.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, so how can we move forward with this?
Well, right now we're already working. We've already got it going. So we're launching and doing things. Those consumers that need help, you can go to WOWS Insurance, WOWS. Kind of the funny part is people forget the S. WOWSinsurance.com. You can email me, Robert@WOWSinsurance.com, if you need help. We're just getting people to the right places. Really, as sad as it is currently, insurance is no longer a competition thing, which is the worst part of the market right now. In the past, you would have insurance companies and agencies in competition with each other. Now it's more of a struggle as to who can actually write a policy.
Wow.
We're getting people to the right place. And that's the number one first step, is getting rid of myths of bad information, getting rid of the myths and bad information, and getting consumers to the right places. That's the number one thing we're doing. And
I mean,
the new
people
program
are panicking.
Are going to be some incredible things. I'm sorry?
Yeah, I said homeowners are panicking, because I know I got a couple calls last week that they're either canceled, or they're like saying, well, you can remove all your patios, any shrubs that are touching your house, right? I mean, I've been hearing a lot about this, so that's why I thought it was so important for you to come on and share.
Absolutely. And what that's called, we could do a whole segment on what's called Cal Fire, called Lean, Clean, and Green. When you're talking about removing shrubberies or things, there's a whole compliance part of, and it's really difficult. Some of the insurance companies have a contingency renewal based on consumers having classifications of lean, clean, and green. Well, for some houses, let's be honest, it's impossible. I've been to some locations where there's just no way they could be compliant. Some houses, though, need to be updated, need to be brought to compliance. Like I use the example for it's still crazy in Northern California. There are homes that have woodshake roofs. Woodshake roofs are illegal now in California to put on, but there are grandfathered ones in. Well, those roofs in a fire, it's not a question of if that house burns. If a spark hits that woodshake roof, it's going to go up. And so insurance companies have gotten away from it. Now that's a very expensive proposition to change a roof, as we know. For some consumers, it's the right move, because if they get the renewal, you know, of the current insurance company, it could save them over the number of years. So we're doing a lot of that coaching, is what I would say at the same time. We're coaching brokers. As scary as it sounds, Kim, we have to really work with our insurance community to really get people with knowledge.
It's it's so weird. Robert, that there's so many things going on in our world right now that it's
so crazy.
We're being hit left and right. You know, it's medical insurance, it's homeowners insurance. Then there's, It's in people don't know what to do. And now let me ask you, what about these huge, significant rate increases? I mean, we have children that are homeowners, and how are they supposed to even live? You can't even, I mean, even food increases right now. I mean, I don't know how a family, like we had four kids. We have, thank God, four kids. But our children that are feeding their children, you can't even, first of all, there's not a lot at the store anymore, the grocery stores. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but everything is just so
Well, and that's the reason why we stepped into this to fix it.
Okay.
Because, like, for example, there are crazy things in California that happen right now with insurance. An example, policies should be fully transferable from sellers to buyers.
Yes, that's another thing. You're absolutely right. I forgot about
that
one, too.
That makes sense across the board, Kim.
Right.
That makes, I mean, complete sense. The insurance companies, the reinsurance companies, consumers, realtors, everybody agree to that very thing. It's never been done. Well, we did that. That's fixed. We're going forward with it. Another problem with the insurance industry right now is oversaturation. So remember, as I mentioned to you earlier, the State Farm, 69% of an insurance market, right? The Pacific Palisades. We, as a state, can't, even on the Western side, we have Nevada and different states reaching out to us for our program right now, because the program really is built to spread risk. And why insurance companies are taking rates and taking rates drastically is that they're oversaturated the markets and have taken that consideration for a fire.
Yeah, I get it. So when you say that you are working with all these things, what are our listeners supposed to do? How do we, everybody that's listening, that's going, okay, I hear changes, but how do we get there?
It's in the process right now. So one of the first things we're doing really is to help safeguard the ones that are being canceled. Obviously, across California right now, that's devastating. And State Farm is just one of many companies that are doing this. Companies such as CSE and other ones are just leaving the state right now. And again, it's down to really crazy reasons. I'll tell you an interesting stat. We had that Malibu fire years ago. Here's the status, all stats. One of the insurance companies that I work with, over 72% of the money paid out went to homes that didn't burn.
Got it.
Think about that for a second.
So how is that possible?
It's smoke damage and a lot of different claims. The problem is when we have what we have now, this is where as I mentioned earlier, the myth, the bad information. There's a lot of myths and bad information out there. And, and consumers are getting led and sometimes in the wrong direction. Sometimes it's taken in the wrong direction. And and so what happens is insurance companies, as a kind of a golden rule, like any business, to be fair, when they lose money, businesses, any type of business is losing money, they stop doing that type of business. And that's why we're affecting change. We're affecting things to make things to be profitable for insurance companies that we launched, but also profitable and better for the consumer.
Right. I mean, we need our insurance companies, obviously, and, the homeowners need something too. So talk to us really briefly about the California FAIR Plan.
California FAIR Plan was designed in the early 60s. It was a policy designed as a last resort policy. It's primarily what's called fire insurance. So in California, you have a homeowner's insurance policy. That covers a lot of different things, from a pipe breaking in your wall for water damage to theft to different things. A California FAIR Plan is just primarily fire. Now, it's a policy of last resort. It's built correctly for fire. There are policies that wrap in, where there's a slang term called wraparound, or difference in conditions, or DIC, that fill in the other perils. The problem with the California FAIR Plan, and it's a really interesting problem, is they actually have a maximum coverage of $3 million. Now, a lot of people listening out there right now are going to go, $3 million? That's a lot of coverage. Well, okay, let's talk about that for a second. $3 million of coverage includes the structure for you to rebuild. Well, homes are no longer $200 a square foot to rebuild. As we all know, there's rising costs.
It's
gone up exponentially. There is nowhere in California that rebuilds for less than 400 square foot. So think about that for a second, 400 square foot. Then on top of that, that's supposed to cover your personal property for your contents. So Kim, if you and I are out and having a great iced tea at Starbucks, and God forbid my house burns to the ground, I'm wearing the only tennis shoes I own or dress shoes I own.
Got it.
That's personal property, not just couches and things, but personal property. Then you also have what's called additional living expenses. Well, that's all in this bucket called TIV, or total insurance. You can imagine how fast $3 million goes when that happens. You could have a 3,000 square foot house, and you could be over $3 million now in a minute.
There you go. Well, okay. So, Robert, give out your phone number again. Give out your website and let my listeners know. We're going to have
Absolutely.
You back. I hope that you're coming to my mixer because
I missed the last one. I was actually in Nevada working with state regulators. Nevada has gotten so desperate. Nevada is one of the states coming in. We're going to be in multiple states very quickly. My website's really easy. It's WOWS, WOWSinsurance.com. So like I joked earlier, don't forget the S. My email is robert@wows, WOWSinsurance.com. I answer emails 7 days a week. Everyone can get a hold of me. We will definitely be there for your help. For any of your clients that need help, we'll get you to the right spot, whether it's us or somewhere.
Robert, always a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you so much.
And please share our show with everyone.
Have a great
rest of your weekend.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. We are actually going to just roll right into our next guest. And, of course, Tom, are you there?
I am. Hi, Kim.
How are you?
I'm great.
Well, very good. Tell me, so I don't mess up your last name, please. Is it Kreitler?
It's Kreitler, yeah.
Kreitler. There you go. See? Okay, perfect. And, of course, you are the co-host of the nationally syndicated Home Improvement Radio Program, and of course, The Money Pit, the author of My Home, My Money Pit. I think we can all relate to that. I don't know why, but it's like you paint one wall, now they all need one. You can fix one air conditioner, now, you know, it's like it just never ends. And so talk to us a little bit about this. And of course, I love decorating, I love homes. It's your castle, you want them to look good, and of course, I know that summer is here, and it has been off the charts hot. And I know we're going to talk a little bit about insulation, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, first, just a little bit of background. So the Money Pit is heard on 165 radio stations around the country every weekend. And my co-host, Leslie Segretti, and I take calls from listeners on many of the same types of projects you just mentioned. Folks that want to do fix-ups, they want to do projects that they're doing themselves, they want to maybe hire a pro, and they just don't know where to start, or maybe they're stuck. So we provide that information to help get them on their way. It's a real fun job. I spent 20 years as a home inspector just kind of figuring out how houses are put together and why they fall apart, and now I get to kind of take that skill set across the country to the listeners to our program. So fun job, and I actually have a new book coming out in August. It's Home Maintenance for Dummies. So you can look for that.
I love it.
On pre-order right now on Amazon.
Very cool. Very cool. What are we going to find in it?
Well, you're going to find it to be sort of an owner's manual for your house. Everything that may go wrong or things that need to be adjusted or maintained, we lay out step by step exactly what you need to know and talk to you about, whether or not you can do it yourself or you need some help. But if you want to do it yourself, all the guidance is right in there. So it'd be very valuable for folks that are first-time homeowners or those that have been in a house for a long time, because they do need a lot of TLC. They do need a lot of maintenance, and we want to do that so we take care of the homes and preserve them. And we also pay attention to the energy consumption, which is something I wanted to talk about today, and that is insulation. You know, we don't often think about insulation in the summer, but it is just as important in the summer as it is in the colder season, because right now you're paying through the nose for electricity to run air conditioners. And if you make sure your insulation is up to snuff, you're going to save money and be more comfortable immediately. Now, Owens Corning is the leader in that space, and they've got a cool thing happening right now. They have a tour going on across the country that is called the Champion Your Project Tour. So they're in various markets and setting up in major retailers to provide folks to stop by advice on how to bring down their energy costs and how to insulate and how they can qualify for tax credits. There's up to $1,200 in tax credits available. And in fact, they're going to be in your area in Hawthorne, California, at the Lowe's at 2800 West 120th Street on the 24th, Wednesday, from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. So it's a good opportunity to stop by and ask your questions and learn about new projects and just get some information that's going to make you more comfortable in your home.
Yeah, that's interesting. So I'm just going to kind of look back on your thing. You actually earned your home improvement stripes as a professional home inspector. And so I'm sure that when you go and, you know, look at people's homes, you find all the things that maybe haven't been done or maybe they didn't buy it and they thought it was there, correct?
Well, yeah, you definitely get good at spotting what we call deferred maintenance. Basically, if you just let, you know, if you let the paint peel or you haven't changed your air conditioning filter in eons, you know, that's the kind of stuff we find. But also, you know, we can spot opportunities for repairs and maintenance that's going to preserve your very expensive heating and cooling equipment, or perhaps make your roof last longer or stop wood from rotting, you know. Home inspectors are very good sources of educational tips on that because we have no conflict of interest. We're not there to sell you repairs. We're there to identify, you know, what is wrong or perhaps may be wrong with your house in the future and just help you get on the road to maintaining it and enjoying it so you don't have a lot of surprise repairs. So I love that job. I was a teacher before that. I felt like I was taking my skills from the classroom out to these homes as we evaluated them and very often talked to people that were buying their first home that just didn't literally know which end of the hammer to give them some information that they could
It's a little bit of a rude awakening when you own your own home, right? I mean, it's fun. Like, you know, I remember my first home and I had a pool in there and I was like, nobody's telling me to get out, but they didn't tell me that I had to clean it too, you know? So, So talk to us really briefly about maintenance. I mean, we need to maintain our lives, but when you're maintaining, your homes, your appliances, your air conditioning, your garage doors, your windows, I mean, even your roof, we just had roof leaks and we're like, are you kidding me? So now, you know, there's just so many things that go wrong and you have to keep checking them.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it's hard to organize them. So one of the things I tried to do in my new book, Maintenance for Dummies, is to provide checklists that were divided up by things that you should do monthly, things that you should do seasonally, and provide you the step-by-step on how to do that. Because, you know, you take a roof, right? Most people are not going to get up on the roof and have a close look at it. But, you know, if you stand back away from the roof and you have a good camera, you know, a good lens, you know, you have a good zoom on your iPhone or your Android, you can actually zoom in and see a lot of detail. And when we tell you what to look for, you're able to spot it without actually endangering yourself by going up there. You know, if you look at your appliances, there's maintenance that's suggested for every appliance in your house. But often it doesn't get any attention until something breaks down. So we'll walk you through that as well. So it doesn't have to be overwhelming. It can be quite simple. In fact, I think in our first book, which was My Home, My Money Pit, we did like something like 50 repairs that took like 30 minutes or less, you know, a whole list of them. So, you know, we basically give you a checklist so that you can go through and make sure everything is in good shape and that, you know, the equipment's working for you. And that's important with, of course, your cooling system. And it's also important with your heating system and making sure you have insulation is going to help make you more comfortable in that space, reduce the amount of energy that you're using and paying dearly for, you know, every month, and just enjoy your space more.
Wow, I love that. And I love the checklist. I'm all about checklists. It's like, you know what, tell me what I need to do and let me get it done. That's how I work. So I love that. Could you just give us the last, like, three top checklists that we should look at and then where we can get your book and where we find more about you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. So the number one thing I think you should be looking at is insulation, because insulation amounts and recommendations change from year to year. And you want to make sure that you have enough insulation in your home. So, you know, you can pop your head up through your attic hatch if you've got one and measure your insulation. And if you don't have usually 15 to 20 inches of insulation, then you might want to add more. And that's one of the topics that we're covering in the Champion Your Project Tour that's going on across the country with Owens Corning. As I said before, we're going to be July 24th at the Lowe's in Hawthorne, California, West 120th Street. And you can get information on the project tour in your area by going to owenscorning.com/OCU Pro. The second thing I would do is I would look at the exterior skin of your house. So look for things like rot. Look for things like poor drainage. You know, if your gutters are not clean, if they're not discharging water well away from the foundation, and by that I mean 3 or 4 feet, that water can get back under the foundation and cause it to move. And so maintaining, you know, something as simple as your gutters can make a big difference in avoiding expensive repairs later on. You know, looking for rot on windowsills is very, very common, and fixing those early. And from an appliance perspective, you know, get on a cycle with a good heating and cooling company so that you're adjusting your servicing your air conditioning system in the spring and your heating system in the fall to make sure that it's going to be reliably performing for you. Because this is the kind of thing that you just do not want to break down as a major impact on your life. You know? And if you have lousy luck, it's going to break down, you know, when you're having a summer party with you know, 40 of your closest friends, and then you got no air conditioning.
There you go. I love it. Again, how do our listeners find your book? And I would love to talk to you again about that when it comes out, and love to get a copy of that. And how do they find you?
Yep. So you can find us at moneyfit.com. That's the site for our national radio show. We'll have information on the book shortly. It just became available. That's actually going to be published, I believe, in October, but it's available for pre-order now on Amazon. And you can also check out the Champion Your Project Tour. You can learn more by going to owenscorning.com/OCU Pro. And you can stop by the Lowe's in Hawthorne, California at 2800 West 120th Street on Wednesday, July 24th from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. Folks there to answer all your home questions.
There you go. I love it. Tom, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and Business. Please share our show with everyone, and I'll listen to yours, too.
Will do. Thanks, Kim. Have a great day.
You, too. Take care. All right. For our listeners out there, thank you so much for joining us. We do have another interview, but we're going to take a really quick break. I'd love to give away some comedy tickets right now, so call in. You can text or call in. 419-0008, and just put comedy, and we'll get those out to you. Also, if you are interested in our mixer, that is August 1st. We'd love to have you there, too. Just put mixer, and our team will get back with you on that. And, of course, stay with us. We'll be right back.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these 3 tips to help you regain order and focus. Number 1, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number 2, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number 3, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit tntams.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly. 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to tntams.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. And of course, we're waiting for our next guest, but I thought I'd take a couple minutes to really just talk about being a media coach and really getting your message out there. And of course, I don't talk about this a lot because I'm usually having guests on, but if you are looking to really, maybe people aren't listening to your message, or maybe people aren't really hearing you. You go to networking groups and you don't come out with any referrals, or you're not getting any business. There's a reason. Your message is not monetizing for you. And so if you would like to do a complimentary call with me, I would love to hear about your business and really hear about how you're sharing your message. The thing that is so interesting about what I do is I do a reflection call. And a lot of times, the only way I can relate it to, and I don't know if men were going to understand this, but women for sure do. You know, you look in the mirror and you're like, do I like this outfit or not? Does this make me feel good? Well, it's the same thing with your message. When you're hearing your message or people are standing up, you have that split second to get their attention, or else you've lost them. And it's like, you want to tell a story. You want to say something like, you know how long you've been working on your message or your business? Are people leaning in to hear you? If they're not leaning in, they're not listening. You're not going to get their business. And you've got to relate to them. So again, if you're interested in doing reflection, call with me about your business. Reach out to me at 805-419-0008. Also, when you come to the mixer on August 1st in Camarillo, 5 to 8, and if you're not in locally, you can always do our virtual one, but I actually interview you, and so I really help you get your message out there. So again, I'd love to have you. Just a little message right there. So, all right. Well, I am really excited to bring my next guest on. And, of course, I have tasted her food, and it's so amazing. But, of course, we're going to bring on Gina Dang. Gina, are you there?
Yes. Hello. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm so impressed with all the things that you have done and how just the huge business that you've created for your family. And, of course, Gina Dang is more than just a successful businesswoman. She is actually a visionary who sees the potential of transforming the Australian agriculture sector with innovation and excellence. And you are just, were you always born a leader, or like, who is your mentor and how did you get there? I can't wait to ask you all these questions, but you're just making a huge positive difference in the world. And you, of course, are the founder and CEO of the new brand, Gina's Table, and general manager of SSS. And that's a, you basically have a strawberry. I mean, it's a family farm, right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. So welcome and thank you so much for being here. Of course, these are all freeze dried. I'm like excited to hear about this. So welcome and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Very honored and glad to be here. And yeah, it's lovely to have this conversation with you and your audience.
Thank you. So talk to us about, so you also have sliced apples, other fruits. How did you come up with this idea?
So we as a family owned 100% Australian family owned family business. We love, and it's my vision, so one always to create something that is delicious and but natural, as natural as it could to the freshness of the fruit. And the delivering this innovation, the freeze-drying fruit, is the closest that we could find way to bring healthy, delicious snacks to our customers.
Wow, I love that. I love that. And you were actually, you were born in Vietnam, correct?
Yes. So born in Vietnam. Most majority of all my siblings are born in Vietnam, and we are refugee family moving from Vietnam to Australia.
Wow. And so how did you end up in Australia?
That is the story of a journey, a whole long journey of resilience and hope, I guess. It's my family was part of the refugee that where my parents' mission is to think of better opportunities or brighter future for us kids. And actually, my dad had took the chance and escaped from Vietnam a number of times, and each time he failed and he got into jail. But until 1990, that year, that mom and dad, they believed that with more experience and the lessons that they have learned, they planned a trip that I never returned, escaped from Vietnam, and took the whole family, all of us kids, together on
and
a little boat.
Oh, really?
That was, at the time, was just six of us. And yes, we successfully left Vietnam and we landed in an Indonesian refugee camp, and we were there for 4 years before we accepted into Australia. And one of my youngest sister was born at the refugee camp, so now it's made the seven of us.
Wow, what an incredible journey. Wow, I love that. And so where is the farm?
Our farms right now is in the northern Bundaberg, Queensland, Australian part of Australia. When we came to Australia, we were in Western Australia, the western side, and we were there growing up and lived there, and our parents started the farm in Western Australia until we moved to Queensland 18 years ago.
That's such a beautiful story. I love that. And so, okay, so on your farm, you have obviously all this fruit, right? And so apples and what else is on there?
So we are a strawberry grower, so mainly just strawberries. We are now started from our parents that are 5 acres, and now we are 300 acres, which made us one of the second largest strawberry grower in Australia, and purely on strawberries. But the apples, where the apples come from, is that we, with the freeze-dry facility, is that our vision is to not just working with our farm fruits, but it's the sustainability that we taking part of, and we want to support our farms as well as the other growers within the region. So everybody, every farming have unmarketable produce that are like being out of color, out of shape, or bruised by pickers packer, particularly like weather damage. If the if we have rain, we will have some damage. If we have strong wind, we will have some marks. And the fruit grow in the perfect shape at all the time. So that's that's then, yeah, it's become unmarketable. Or when the market price is not there, and we were left all the fruit on the plants and unable to pick or sell. So that's really heartbreaking. And that's where the freeze-dry facility has developed, and that's what we at our genus table is wanting to make sure that every of these unmarketable fruits which will be given a second chance, because why all these good fruit goes to waste, right?
Yeah, so that's how you started your freeze-dried. First of all, what an accomplishment, 5 acres to 300 acres, correct?
Yes.
That's huge. That's huge. Congratulations to your family and how much you're supporting other people. And then you're saying basically, so the fruit that might not be usable, you recreated it so that you could freeze dry it, right? And so it still is usable and sellable.
That is exactly right. And it's delicious. Like our freeze dry range, one of the signature range is the apples. And what it is chopped into bite sized pieces. And the apples are freeze dry and blast with other fruit flavors. It's giving a taste of delicious apple mixed with like strawberries, raspberry, or mango. That unique taste that, you know, you don't have the two fruit in one bite, but this what apples is deliver, that happily taste and adventurous taste of fruit.
It's an excitement in your mouth, right, of all those different flavors. I know. I actually tasted a couple of yours. First of all, how hard is it to do dehydrated?
How hard is it to use?
To do the freeze drying.
Is
that a huge
amazing
process?
It's huge. You know, when you study it, and then everything in theory seems so great, and you would want to implement it, and you would believe that with all the theories behind and with all the advanced technology, when you put into a machine on, and you would think that you press the start button and there it goes, right? But it is a huge science behind it. So the freeze drying is a process where the frozen raw materials are placed in a refrigerated vacuum, and it ice crystal into a product that's supplemented into water wrapper. And while the cell structure of the original product remain and retain that nutrition as well within the product. You know, this technology has been used in so many years that helps the fruit survival in space, because it's so light, it's airy, the fruit is left with the real fruit nutrition without the water content.
That's incredible. And so is it just fruit, or is there other things that are added to it?
Oh, that's what we love about the freeze drying. It's not just, it's a remarkable process that it locks in the natural flavors, the texture, the nutrition. It's allowed that product to be as close as the fresh as possible. But it does not require, or we don't add in any additive, preservative, sugar, anything else apart from fruit itself. And that's why we chose this concept in our business, is that it can deliver that natural, adventurous taste, but real fruit itself.
Yeah, I love the crunch. I love the crunch, and then you get that flavor. Where can our listeners buy it, and where can everybody buy it and purchase it?
At a moment now, you can buy our fruit from Genus Table website, genustable.com, and Amazon. But we are working with other online and offline storefronts. So yes, stay tuned for more places, locations where you can get Genus Table from.
And Gina, tell us again, what's the website?
GinasTable.com or on Amazon.
Okay, GinasTable.com. I love it. Okay, and tell me all the flavors you have.
We have the apples with strawberry, apple with raspberry, apple with mango, the just apple, that airy and crunchy taste of apple that we create the fruit that you know, the apple you know, but not as you know it. So it must taste to experience what it is.
And is it really called Happle, or that's your name, like a happy apple, right?
That is it. That is the blast of the fruit together make that happiness tasty, happily tasty.
Yeah,
taste, right?
I love it.
So
I
happy
love that.
Apples. Happles.
Okay. And tell me, first of all, Australia is one of the places I definitely want to get out there. And your farm is located in Bundaberg, correct?
Correct, yes. Bundaberg is a beautiful region. It's known for its rich agricultural heritage and the vibrant community here. It's also known as the salad bowl of Australia, where you can find most fruits and vegetables growing in this region. Our farm spans in this area is just perfect growing conditions, and it's a great home for what we're doing.
Right, right. And why did you pick there, from Vietnam to there?
it's funny. When we first told our friends from Western Australia, that we're moving across to the other side of the country in Queensland and in Bundaberg. And everyone was like, where is Bundaberg? And then when we look into the map and show everyone, say, wow, you're crazy. Why would you move to a woof woof area?
That's
because
funny, but
we
it's
were
the perfect
the
place. Yeah.
With our study, it's a perfect growing condition, and the markets and everything makes sense to what our business is doing, and for the growing of our family, the dynamic of our family, that we believe Bundaberg is a great place to raise family as well.
Go ahead.
When we first moved to Bundaberg, definitely it's not as what we study, like everything that we learned. We struggle a lot. We actually didn't know the study and the practical reality of growing on a different soil, different weather conditions has really create a lot of challenge for us in our early days. And at even that time, our family relationship was a struggle. And we were almost kind of like give up, but we lost everything in our first year in moving here. We in debt and we had no income because everything we grow either is not good in quality. When it's good in quality, there's no market price. So it was a stage where everyone say, "Yo, well, we had our university degree and let's just go and find our job." And yeah, that, at that time we would be like, "And who's going to be hand up for the to take the responsibility?" But the dynamic of our family, blessedly, that all of us were fighting over taking responsibility. Okay, you go and I take responsibility, because everyone is like want to take the responsibility, because we're thinking when, you know, when you ever put your name into a bad credit, then you were never able to do more in the future. So everyone fight over responsibility of the debt at the time. And yeah, but then it comes to a stage where a lot of tears and a lot of hustles come together. And my mom got us all to sit down and say, look, we had no way to return back. We just have to keep moving. And one step.
I love it. Is your mom very easy? Is your mother the leader of the pack?
Mom is the leader of the pack, and that's what she said. Is one joff stick is very easy to break, but a bundle is much harder. So that's where the Triple S. Was born, the brand of Triple S, and it stands for 7 successful siblings.
Right. And does everybody work in the business?
Everybody work in the business, yes. We all work in the business, including some of our in-laws. And now
in-laws
we,
too?
So, it's a lot, not very big, a lot for me.
Wow, what a great story. I love that. Well, I can't wait to try some of these, and I got a couple of them, but I would love you to send me more. They were so good and so healthy, and they kind of, like, they give you that little bit of spark and sugar in your mouth, but it's all natural, so I love it. First of all, I want to congratulate your family for making and like, really just staying with it, you know. I always say nothing's easy. You just got to keep going forward and make it work. And I love business because of that. You know, if it doesn't work one way, you try another way, right?
Yeah, that's how. And that's when we look back, if we didn't push through the challenge, we wouldn't never come out of what we received today. So yes, it's always every successful have its challenge, and every challenge is a lesson learned.
That's right. Right. I love that. Again, Gina, thank you so much for joining us here all the way from Australia. And how do our listeners get your product and, of course, find out more about you? And please share our show with everyone. And download our podcast, because then you can hear it all the way out there. And that is the Kim Pagano Show. And I'm going to be following you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, please do, because our mission is that we want to create the fruit, as I mentioned, the fruit you know, but not as you know it, because we believe, like, to wear that together, we can create the world where every meal is a celebration of sustainability. Every farmer stands tall, and every plate tells the story of hope and success. That's what we want to achieve.
I love it. I love it. Again, Gina Ding, thank you so much. And, of course, Gina's Table, .com, is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. All right. And, of course, beautiful freeze-dried fruit. And all right. Well, again, thank you so much for joining us here, and have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you so much. It's such an honor to be here and having this conversation with you. It's so fun. Thank you.
Thank you. And you are an inspiration too. All right. We are at the end of our show, and I love hearing people's stories. If you are interested in sharing your story, please reach out to me at 805-419-0008. And, of course, I end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. Happiness is not by chance, but by choice. And that's really what life's all about. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend. And reach out to me, please, 805-419-0008. Have a great rest of your day. Talk to you soon. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.